Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, everyone. We are continuing with the study of the Gospel of John together, and it is a wonderful gospel, Besorah, which deals with the divine nature of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, presenting him here before us in this gospel, the fourth gospel, as God the Son of God, who came down to this world to give his life a ransom for many. And so we have arrived to chapter 4 today, beloved friends and dear brothers and sisters, and I would like to continue with the reading of chapter 4 from verse 31 to the end of the fourth chapter, to verse 54. And so we read in verse 31, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, or Rabbi, eat. But he said unto them, I have food to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Yeshua saith unto them, My food is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is the saying true, One soweth, and another reapeth. I send you to reap that whereon ye bestowed not labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for that saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Mashiach, the Savior of the world, Moshiach Haolam. Now after 2 days he departed thence, and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then, when he was come into Galilee, the Galilean received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Yeshua came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Kfar Nahum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Yeshua unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Yeshua did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. This is the passage for this ministry, beloved friend. This is a beautiful passage. You can see how the Lord, as he travels from the Galil to Judea, now from Yehuda, Judea, to the Galil, on the way in, he stopped in Samaria, in the Shomron, for he must needs go through Samaria, because he has an appointment with this one single individual, this Ha'isha HaShomronit, this Samaritan woman that he came to reach her and to bring her to the knowledge of his Messiahship, of his Lordship, that she would recognize that she has sinned and she needed the Mashiach, the Messiah, to forgive her sins. So on the way to the Galil, the Lord Jesus, our Messiah, stopped in the Samaria, sitting on that well, waiting for this Shomoni, this Samaritan woman, to come. And he had this conversation with her, which we have already covered in our previous meditation together. By the time that she went into her own city, she invited everyone, Come see a man, which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Mashiach, the Messiah? And we stopped in our previous message that they went out of the city and came to him. In other words, these Samaritans, the men in Samaria, after they have heard of the testimony of this Shomronit, this Samaritan woman, they came out of the town, out of the city. They went to the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who was still by that well, and they came to see him. And while they were coming, beloved friends and dear brothers and sisters, in these verses of John chapter 4, from verse 31 to verse 38, as these Samaritan people were coming out to meet Yeshua at the well, the disciples now came back, and they are now being ministered by Yeshua, by the Lord Jesus. It's very interesting how he, the Lord, not only ministering to the Samaritan woman, now he is ministering to his disciples. A little bit later on, in the same chapter, he will minister to the Samaritans' men who came from the Shomron to him. And at the end of this fourth chapter, he will minister to this nobleman that had a son that was nigh to death in the town, in a village called Kfar Nachum, Kapar Nachum. And so those verses, very interesting, verses 31 to 38, you can see how our blessed Yeshua, the blessed Lord, how he is an encouragement to his own disciples. In verse 31, we read, in the meanwhile, in other words, while these men from the Shomron were on the way to the Lord, to Yeshua, it says here in verse 31, his disciples, his Talmidim, prayed unto him, saying, Rabbi, Master, Rabbi, in Hebrew, eat, Rabbi, eat, because they have brought now food for him to eat. Now notice he does the very same thing what he did with the Shomronite, with the Samaritan woman. He is moving from the physical water to the spiritual living water. From water, maim in Hebrew, to spiritual water, maim chaim, living water. Now he is also doing the same thing from physical bread, lechem, food, to spiritual food, and to show to these disciples of his the day that he's thankful, of course, that they brought food for him, but he's showing them about the food, the spiritual food that he has to be fed on. And so they invited him to eat in verse 31, and Yeshua's answer, notice the interesting answer, he says in verse 32, but he said unto them, I have food, in Hebrew, ochel, I have ochel, I have food to eat that ye know not of. This is an amazing expression. I have something to eat, I have food that I'm going to feed on that you do not know of. Now, for them, the bread and whatever else they have brought him, the fish, that to eat, but he is now moving from the physical, literal food, bread, ochel, to the spiritual. And he said to them, I have food to eat that ye know not of. Verse 33, of course, the disciples were puzzled. The disciples said one to another, hath any man brought him ought to eat? Is someone have already brought something for him to eat already? We went away to bring food. Now we brought food. Did he already eat that he says, I have food to eat that ye know not of? And notice, beloved friends and dear brothers and sisters, how beautiful it is to see the word of our Messiah Yeshua to his own disciples, ministering to them, showing to them what is important in life. You remember what we read in that God said to our forefathers, to the people of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt, he had mentioned to the people of Israel that man does not live by bread only. Man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. In other words, man should not only eat the physical food which we enjoy, and we are very thankful to God who provides for us plenty to enjoy physical food, but what about the spiritual food? What about being occupied with God, with his word, with his service? That's what Yeshua came from heaven. You remember? He came from heaven. And a word became flesh. Why? In order to become here a servant who served God and served men and lead people to believe on his name and his work and his person and to be forgiven and saved. And so he said to them in verse 34 and verse 35, really, all the way from verse 34 to verse 38 is how Yeshua ministering to his disciples. And he said to them in verse 34 and 35, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. These are a beautiful expression because Yeshua was saying to his disciples that even though he does need, like every man, to eat bread, because man shall not live by bread only, lechem, Levado, bread only, but by also by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. And so he said to them, my food is to do the will of him that sent me, and he adds, and to finish his work. In chapter 6, later on, we will get to it, verse 38 and 39, we read, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, Yeshua said, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. I did not come from heaven. I did not become a man, spirit, soul, and body. I did not take union humanity with my divine nature, Yeshua is saying, for nothing. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And what is the Father's will? God, the Father's will, which have sent me, we read in John chapter 6, verse 38 and 39, that of all that he has given unto me, all those that will believe that Yeshua, Jesus, is indeed the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Savior of this world, that none of them, that all of them will eventually come to be with him, that he should lose nothing, but they should be raising them up in the last day. But how can he bring men to himself unless he first will suffer and die, beloved brothers and sisters, on the tree? And that is the reason that Yeshua have come. We read in the next few chapters in John 8 and verse 29, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, said there as well. He said in verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. You remember, this is really, I do always. You know, you and I do sometimes the things that please the Father. But there was one man that did always the things that God have requested from him. This was the sinless man, Yeshua, Jesus, our Mashiach, our Messiah, the promised one that was promised to Israel in days of old and who came in the fullness of the time. In the Psalm 16, David prophetically wrote, I have said the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. You see, David prophetically was speaking about the Messiah who said the Lord always before him. And this is exactly what we read in John chapter 8, in the verse that we have just read concerning the person of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, in verse 29, who said, for I do always those things that please him, please my Abba, my Father. You know, when we read such verses, beloved friends, no wonder we fall in love with Yeshua, because he is the man that never disobeyed. Never disobeyed. Always pleased God. Remember, my dear friend, Adam, was the first man that was created by God, and he received only one command from God, and he violated this command of God in the Garden of Eden. And if you and I would have been there, we would have done the same. But here's a man from heaven who always, Psalm 16 and verse 8, I have said the Lord always before me. John 8, verse 29, I do always those things that please him. And no wonder we read in John chapter 10, a little bit later on, in verse 17, therefore doth my Father love me. No wonder God the Father loved him, not only in his relationship with the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and his divine nature, which he always enjoyed a relationship with the Abba and the Ruach, the Spirit, and the Son, but now as man, as a human being here upon the face of this earth who came to die for the sin of this world. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. We will get to the 10th chapter later on, but you can see that in John 4, John 6, John 8, John 10, the Father loved the Son. God the Father loved his Son because, in addition to who he is as God the Son, now as man, God found pleasure in him because, as we read in John 8 and verse 29, I do always the things that please him, that please my Abba, that please my Father. So here back to John chapter 4, where Yeshua said, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. How to finish the work? What work does he speaking about, beloved friend, dear brothers and sisters? The work is the work of redemption. The work is the work of salvation. And in order to be and provide a salvation for mankind, God had to enter into this world in the person of the Son. And as a man now, he's heading towards that shameful altar. On a Roman cross, he will be hanging between heaven and earth. All the sins of you, me, Israel, the nations of the world, the kings, the rulers, the leaders, all of us are guilty in laying this man upon this shameful cross. And that's why he had to die for the sin of this world. And so to finish the work is where we read in John chapter 19, just towards the end of this gospel, where we read that Yeshua in chapter 19, on that shameful cross, shameful tree, he said, in verse 30 of John 19, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Nigmar. Nigmar. And he finished the work of redemption. He bowed his head and he gave up the spirit. And after 3 days, he rose from among the dead, and he was taken to glory to sit at God's right hand until God will make his enemies his footstool. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, here is the Lord Yeshua the Messiah ministering to his disciples, and now he's telling them in verse 35, say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and ready to harvest. This is very interesting, because he was speaking in light of his death to finish the work that his Father gave him to do. And he says, don't say, oh, there's time yet. There's 4 months yet before the harvest will come. Remember, it was the time of Pesach. Pesach was now over. He is back on the way to the Galil. And the Passover, Pesach spoke of his death prophetically. And then the resurrection. Because 3 days after he rose from among the dead, later on we will see it, but prophetically, the season of the Passover is just about to end. And for between the spring season and the fall season, there are about 4 months. In Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 22, we read, and at the end of the first 4 feasts, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and weeks, Pesach, Matzot, Katsir Shavuot. After the first four feasts, there are 4 months in between until the fall feast will come, which is the Feast of Trumpet, the Feast of Atonement, and the Feast of Booth. Truah, Kippurim, and Sukkot. So in between these 4 months, and it is very interesting, it's not a coincidence that Yeshua is saying to them, don't say, there are yet 4 months. Then come the harvest, he says, look, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and ready to harvest. He's encouraging his disciples to share now who he is and the reason that Yeshua came, and that he is indeed the promised Messiah, and that he is the Savior of this world, and that he came to give his life a ransom for many. So he said, don't delay. Don't say there is yet time. And how you and I need to realize this as well. We need to be continuing faithfully to share the message of the grace of God with those with whom the Lord provide us a time to share with and lead them to the knowledge of Yeshua the Messiah. And he continue now, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 36, Yeshua pointed to the importance of winning souls. The importance of winning soul. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathering fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He continued, notice in verse 37, and herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor. In other words, my dear friend,
you have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.